This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What did the hacking of as many as 70 million customer accounts do to Target stores' profits? We'll know later this morning. Stan Alcorn has a preview.
Target had high hopes for the holiday season.
That's my holiday. That's my kind of holiday.
Instead, the company spent the weekend before Christmas trying to woo spooked customers with discounts. Craig Johnson of Customer Growth Partners says sales were off by more than 10% during some of the biggest shopping days of the year.
So it's not just $5 or $10 million. It's in the range of $100 million for that weekend.
Then there's $100 million for an upgraded payment system, legal bills, and the cost of covering fraudulent purchases.
It is a lot of money no matter how you slice it.
Brian Krebs broke the story of the breach at KrebsOnSecurity.com. He thinks the biggest impact will take more than dollars to fix, because it's about Target's reputation.
If you look at their leadership page on their website, you see not one person who has a security in their title. And I think organizations like Target really need to rethink that.
Otherwise, customers and investors may keep their distance. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.